Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Sergeant Jason Covey sits at a conference table in the Middlebury Police Department's offices. Displayed out in front of him are three guns. Each one has a little tag attached by a string looped around the trigger like a price tag, with information about how the department acquired the gun.
This, we've had since 2005, was a firearm used in a violent crime in Middlebury. This one, we've had since 2000, and it's a firearm that the serial number was purposely defaced and cannot be restored, and that gun can legally never be released. So the only thing that can be done with it is stored forever or destroyed.
These are a couple of guns the department would rather not have, but there are plenty of others the department would like to be rid of, too.
Off the top of my head, 17 that could be destroyed today.
These guns have to be stored appropriately, tagged, sometimes kept in climate-controlled areas, preserved in the same shape as when the department acquired them, but they serve no evidentiary purpose.
They take up a significant amount of space in an already packed evidence room that holds evidence and property from all our cases. That is a storage issue.
Why can't the department just destroy these guns? Covey says it's complicated.
I'm not aware of a specific rule that says we cannot, but the difficulties in doing so are complying with all ATF regulations, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms regulations, and having the appropriate means to completely destroy the weapon.
That would require breaking them apart, maybe chipping the wood parts and torch cutting or melting down the metal bits, rendering them totally unusable, even for parts. So instead, the guns pile up in the department's evidence room. Sometimes they're guns that were used in crimes or in suicides, or guns that were found and turned in. The Middlebury Department even has some firearms that were handed over in a gun buyback program sponsored by the local Unitarian Church a few years ago. Whatever route the department acquired these guns through, Middlebury Chief Thomas Hanley says they can't seem to get rid of them.
When it comes to other kinds of property, there is a mechanism in statute to dispose of those things. Auction them off, they can go to charities. There's a route for that. Guns are different. There is no route for that. And they subsequently stay here.
Actually, there is a route for that, sort of. Guns that are no longer needed for evidentiary purposes and can't be returned are supposed to go to the state. There are two routes for that. Guns that are unsafe or unlawful for public use should go to the Department of Public Safety to be destroyed. The department's commissioner, Keith Flynn, offers some examples of what kinds of guns those might be.
Unsafe would be obviously a gun that has a broken trigger mechanism, has broken safeties, it's unsafe to fire because of the barrel and the rifling or something of that nature.
And the guns that are unlawful to possess in Vermont.
Probably the most common description of one would be, for instance, a machine gun. You can't have any gun which is designed to shoot automatically more than one shot without manually reloading, without a single function of the trigger.
The Department of Public Safety can use those guns for forensic science purposes, like testing ballistics, or it can destroy them. But some guns are legal to possess in Vermont and are still functionally safe. These guns are supposed to go to the state treasurer. Under Vermont statute, the treasurer's office is required to take in all of these guns and is supposed to figure out what to do with them, including selling them. But the treasurer's office has said no, it's not taking in any guns. Treasurer Beth Pierce says it's not a question of gun policy. The office isn't taking a position on that.
That's not our role, but we want to understand the liability issues and the cost issues and the cost benefit of the various options that are available to us before we take any next steps. And I think that that's a prudent use of tax dollars.
By that, Pierce means, how is the treasurer's staff supposed to know if a gun is safe when it arrives in their possession? Who certifies the safety of the gun? Who determines how much a gun is supposed to be sold for? Can the state sell those guns at a loss, or is it required to make a profit? And where are the guns supposed to be stored before they're sold? And on liability, what happens after a gun is sold? If it malfunctions or is used in a future criminal act, could the state be held liable? And does the state of Vermont really want to be in the business of selling guns? These are all questions Treasurer Pierce says she wants answered before she initiates state gun auctions or sales.
It's a real issue. We need to address it. My understanding is the administration has taken a serious look at it, and I appreciate that.
Pierce says she's raised these concerns with the Shumlin administration and with the Department of Public Safety. She says meetings have happened and memos have been sent back and forth, and the ball's in the Department of Public Safety's court. But the message from Public Safety is a little bit different. Commissioner Keith Flynn says the backlog and the storage issues are really originating at the state treasurer's office because that office isn't following statute and taking in guns it's legally supposed to accept.
You know, it does sort of create a wall that's making it difficult for us to get over. And where we aren't able to get rid of them and where they aren't willing to accept the weapons as the statute calls for, it creates a storage problem for us, and that problem will just continue to compound as time moves on.
With each state official directing the blame at the other, it's difficult to tell who needs to make the next move. Talk to the treasurer, and she says the Department of Public Safety and the Shumlin administration need to make the next move. But talk to Public Safety Commissioner Flynn, and he says it's the treasurer who needs to be taking action. Here's my conversation with Commissioner Flynn.
Again, the issue that we have is we have to abide by the requisites of the statute. And, you know, many of these questions really relate back to what the treasurer wants to do with them. So even though we have these weapons, you know, I can't unilaterally decide what the outcome of those weapons is going to be. By statute, it clearly has to go to the state treasurer. And in this case, it's her decision as to whether they're going to be donated to a state agency, a nonprofit, Fish and Wildlife, or what other choice that she's going to make in regard to them or through public sale.
But the ones that are supposed to be destroyed, those are the ones right. That I'm confused about, because couldn't you just destroy them?
We can.
But it sounds like you aren't.
I don't know. I can't tell you that I've specifically... you know, what number of those we have addressed. So I really can't answer that question as to, you know, how many we have done, but I know we've been very aware of the statute, and if we have some that fall into those categories where, you know, they are either unsafe or the possession is unlawful per se, you know, we would be following what the statute directs on that.
Meanwhile, Treasurer Pierce just repeats that she's raised her concerns through the proper channels and is still awaiting answers. All of this leaves municipal police departments around the state and state police barracks with a growing storage issue they can't resolve. In Middlebury, Chief Thomas Hanley says he'd happily bypass the state altogether if there was a way his department could take action.
Well, I'd like to see court orders be issued when a case is disposed of, instructing us what to do with them and authorizing us to dispose of them. We don't have that right now, so they stay in limbo. As far as some of the other guns that come into programs, a mechanism somehow that we could destroy the guns, either short-circuit it and find a contractor that can melt them down or whatever they have to do with them to take them off our hands, and that doesn't exist right now.
For now, those 17 guns at the Middlebury PD that could be destroyed will remain in the evidence room, tagged and carefully stored, waiting to be destroyed.